No Jamie.
No Jamie.
Yeah.
Okay, we're recording. All right, Lola.
Okay, I guess I'm going to be conducting today. Call this meeting to order. And Bob, would you do the invocation?
Sure. Our dear kind Father in Heaven, we're thankful this evening that we're able to gather here as community members and town board advisory board and discuss the dealings and needs of this community. And we thank the opportunity you have to serve thee and be part of this community. And we ask that thou bless us with thy spirit and be guided and directed by thee. And we will be understanding and compassionate and be able to make the right decisions for our community. And we say these things in the name of the Savior Christ. Amen.
Right, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this is the public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments. What?
Members here.
Right.
What? Did I miss the whole thing?
I think she's fallen.
Oh, roll call. I'm sorry. I missed the roll call.
Callie Wade.
Lola Egan.
Blake Stratton.
Bob Lehman.
William Covington.
Do we have any other? Okay. Super. And the public comment period, this is for items that are on this agenda. If anybody wants to make comments on them before the agenda item. Good to go. Okay. The approval of the minutes for December. I did notice there is one change on it. It says that I approved the agenda, and it also said I wasn't present for the agenda approval.
You're good.
Yeah, I am good. So that's a change. I'm not sure who approved it, but.
It'll be noted in the minutes and be adjusted.
Okay, thank you. So do we have a motion to approve as adjusted?
Yeah. Motion to approve. Second.
Okay. Kelly votes to approve. Blake seconds. Approval of the agenda for today.
I'll move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Or any opposed? Yeah, we're good. Okay, are you the candidate's informational item?
So if you read it as it's stated, it's pretty much just saying that candidates may file with Clark County Register's Office to serve on the elected Moapa Town Advisory Board. Filing takes place March 7th through March 18th during business hours. And if we don't receive enough applications, then it would move to an appointment process.
Is it typically... Because I got a little confused on this till I was talking to Bob. So this is typically an elected position if we can get people to run.
Correct.
If it's more than five applicants, it becomes an elected position.
Okay.
And if it falls below, they're appointed.
See, I was the only one that actually put in for the position in the elections office.
Okay.
And there were five openings, so there was no. I was not on the ballot. I was just automatically on here.
Okay.
And I will make sure I get clarification on the exact language and get that to you as well.
Is there the only one position coming up?
No, all five positions are open.
All five positions?
Correct.
Okay, so we're looking for five people for the town board. some of us might reapply, but would like the community to get involved. So if you know of anybody that might be interested, let them know to come apply. And then we're moving on to the zoning, the UC 210734 CR Shelter Trust of Lewis P&L Joint Trust use permit for the following: recreational facility and live entertainment on 509 acres in an RA, residential agriculture zone, generally located on the east and west east, west, and south sides of Lewis Ranch Road, 1,900 feet south of I-15 within Moapa. And you are?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm with the firm of Brown, Brown, and Prosherwood.
Okay.
And thank you for having me here. I'm here with Billy Pulsifer, who owns the land which all these fall requested activities take place, and he can answer any questions about the activities or relevant questions about his land. As many of people in this community are probably aware, he's been holding an annual corn maze and harvest activities, and they're open to the public, and he does that every October. Up until this application, the onus was on the applicant to process a temporary permit every year, which takes about 45 days, and it also puts the county under tremendous pressure to evaluate all the safety concerns and the traffic concerns that happen. So this is a precarious position to put all parties in, and after 5 years, county staff just requested that we have a permanent permit on the record, which makes things easier for everyone. And that's how Mr. Pulsifer came to our firm. That said, we're here to do a formal public review of the corn maze and accompanying amusement rides and any other entertainment. This request gives you all the opportunity to give us your thoughts, to ask the applicant about anything that concerns you, etc. So comprehensive planning staff supports this request, and we hope to have your recommendation for approval as well.
Now, is this a one-time thing that you're presenting it to us for this coming year, but
right.
Are you going to have to do this every year from now on, or is this meeting going to cover ongoing as long as you plan to do it?
One of the conditions of approval reads that it's ongoing even if we skip a year.
So you've got to come back before us every year?
No,
it's ongoing.
Yeah.
I got it. That makes sense. I was going to suggest that you do that and give you.
Right. I mean, some different town boards that I go to recommend an annual review. Others don't.
Well, if there's a major change or something like that, I would say yeah. But he's been doing the same thing over and over again, right, Bill?
Now, will this be in your name, or will this be listed under the Lewis Lugene?
A use permit is tied to the land in which it's on,
okay.
Which means if, and I can't imagine this happening, he sells the land, the use permit is tied to the new owner and the purchaser. It can't be affiliated with an individual.
Hmm. Okay, I guess I think the confusion is the use permit is coming in under the Lugene Trust, and you're saying you own the property?
I don't own the property.
Okay. That was the confusion, I think. It is under the trust, still under the trust, okay.
So this is in behalf of the trust then?
Yes, I believe one of the Pulsifers signed the application that was traced through the trust as they had power of attorney to sign it on behalf of the owner.
So if the ownership changed, you'd have to come back?
No.
Okay.
Could that be a condition that's put on there?
It can be a recommendation that Commissioner Kirkpatrick takes into account. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be a good consideration to have on there. Mm-hmm. How would we ensure that got put on there or asked? Or would you come back next month and let us know, or how do you do that?
Perhaps staff could help me. We would just craft it with your motion as to
include the recommendation that upon change in ownership that it would be subject to review.
I would also recommend that if there's a major change to the event itself, like if they bring in a carnival or something like that,
or management, or things, if it's not you, would like to know. I mean,
basically what I was getting at, either the trust changes or the operator, being Billy.
Yeah.
If they change, they should have to come in for a.
So is there any more comments, questions from the board?
I'm just glad he does it.
Yeah. Is there any comments or questions from the...
You should serve alcohol out there.
Can you come forward, sir?
Sure.
State your name and...
My name is Marcus Jensen. I'm a resident in Logandale.
Okay.
In between Glendale and Logandale.
Right.
The reason I'm here tonight is because I wasn't sure what the proposed activities would be. I see reading in the agenda that the activities that are specified don't have any bearing on me. But my concern was that over a year ago, there were some sort of an organized event where a convoy of about 40 off-road vehicles drove through my property traveling from Glendale to Logandale, and I was concerned that the permission applied for here might allow that to happen again.
What no. was that?
No, I'm aware of that event. No relation to it whatsoever.
Okay.
I know that for sure. And if, what's that?
What event was that?
I don't know that it was an event, but there was a group of 40 roustabouts.
It was probably more than 40. I remember I got calls because they were thinking it was me too. And I was like, I'm in Idaho. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, and they were really belligerent. They drove through your property. They drove through the Whipple pit. They harassed Scott. Not saying he didn't serve it, but they harassed.
When we tried to find out who they were and what they were doing, they just were uncooperative and belligerent and even got almost physical with Scott Whipple.
So, yeah, that wouldn't be a good neighbor. I don't think that would be anything that...
Those guys were partying over at Apex, I think in Vegas, I think is what happened. And they moved their party over into Malapa.
I would suggest call the cops next time that happens.
We did.
Because that's, you know.
That was the issue.
I'm sure the Lewises, if it went through the ranch, weren't happy either.
Yeah, they went through.
You know, I think picture Pat being real unhappy.
If the action doesn't involve that kind of activity, then I have no concerns.
And actually, that speaks to a lot of staff's concern. At one point in time, they asked me to further modify my letter to specify the month of October and specify all of the activities. If you were to do something like horse riding lessons or something in the month of February, a different person would have to come in and get licensed for that. So this is in October.
As long as they stay on the property, then there's no concern at all.
Are there any other comments from the audience or from the board?
Thanks for coming up and letting us know.
Yeah, thank you.
So your last name is Jensen?
Jensen.
So you're Doug's brother then?
That's correct. Oh,
okay, very good.
So you're there on the top, huh?
That's me. Yeah.
Okay, I might want to talk to you about something up there.
Whoops!
Does it require board action?
No.
Well, then we're good.
Maybe FCC, but...
Uh-oh. Anyway, that would be... so that would be... What do I have to...
Make a motion?
So I'm going to make a motion
with to approve with the conditions of...
Right, to approve as stated with the condition of if there's a transfer of it... two sides on the trust side or on the operation side, it would need to come back here for our approval. It wouldn't just be an auto renew.
I second that.
So. All in favor?
I'm okay.
I'm okay with it. I'm good with it. Yeah. We're happy to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are. So, yeah.
Wait for a motion to be made.
No, we just made that motion.
Just for the record, somebody make a motion, somebody second the motion.
Blake made the motion. Tally seconded it. The board approved it.
There we go.
Unanimously.
Do we need to read the motion again?
Yes.
Okay.
I was waiting for a bunch of eyes.
No. Yeah. We're pretty low-key.
We're not that organized.
I want to build one of those pyramids that you guys got in town here. How do we do that? Like a big sandstone pyramid, like you guys got it. What do we got to do to get that going? Put it on the agenda.
Anything's possible.
Can you go too, or do you guys want me to stay?
You can go if you'd like.
Yeah.
The only other things we have is approving our agenda for the following year, and anybody that wants to make comments on other items.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You told me you weren't going to be here.
Me?
Yes.
Surprise.
Okay, surprise.
Hey. I like to keep people on their toes.
That's right. Got to keep the relatives guessing. Okay, so has anybody reviewed
Real quick. If we do hear of anything that is of any problem, we will, if we get your contact information or Billy's, we'll let you know, because that's something that, you know, nobody is for or had an appetite for or anything. So, yeah, anything we could do to help you out up there.
Kason.
Okay, very good.
I mean, if you after the meeting, you came, you're stuck. Okay, the next agenda item is to approve the meeting schedule for next year. Has anybody looked at it?
No.
can't reach.
It's the same, right?
This is just tentative, right?
Yeah, this is tentative.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this tentative.
Yeah, let's approve it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Blake's made a motion to approve the tentative schedule for meetings for next year. Bob, you second it?
I'm okay. Yes, I'll second it.
Bob seconding it. Everybody?
Yeah.
Everybody's for it? Approved it? Is there any comments that are not related to the agenda items, but?
I've got a couple if somebody, after the.
But the, but are of interest to the board? Any public comments at all?
If I may, Ms. Lola, I just, as for everyone, my name is William Covington. I'm liaison for Commissioner Kirkpatrick. As we spoke of in the last meeting, you asked me to get some information regarding the different taxes, and I have a summary for you, and I just want to share that with you because I did tell you that I would get that information.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So if it's okay with you.
Yeah.
So the property tax revenue is at an operating rate of 2 cents per $100 assessed. The Moapa operating rate is the same as Bunkerville, Indian Springs, Moapa Valley, Searchlight, and Mount Charleston Town. This rate pays for county services, public works, business license, courts, etc. Expected in FY22, Moapa property tax generated $12,985. The Moapa Town Park override rate is $8.94 per $100 of the assessed valuation. The override was enacted in 1990. It is a 40-year term, so it ends in 2030. Expected FY22 Moapa Park override property tax generated revenue is $36,050. There is no consolidated sales tax. Moapa is not in the state's formula. Any generated amount is given directly to the county. Business licenses, FY21 actual generated revenue was $59,247. The gaming license, FY21 actual generated revenue was $4,200. Court operations, FY21 actual generated revenue was $39,216. Fines were $1,624. Forfeits was $23,781. Bench warrant fees were $12,854. Motor vehicle fuel tax, this revenue is restricted for road maintenance per NRS. It's not available for general operational use. The County Public Works Department uses this funding based upon their maintenance plan. And so what sparked this conversation was the park fees. $109,651 was collected in FY21 for...
What was that?
$109,651 was collected in FY21 for all North County, that's Moapa, Bunkerville, Moapa Valley, and Overton. This is not broken down individually. The override rate does not include generated park revenues. And then the final question was the... that you had was the balance of surplus currently, which is $129,823 on as of today.
Okay.
So what is asked is that you all create a wish list of some things that you would like to see from parks. And mind you, some of this surplus helps the budget for the part-time staff and some of the staffing at the rec center. But they ask that you create a wish list of things that you want to see in general, and they were going to try to find ways to budget and use some of this funding.
Is there any restrictions other than it's for the parks?
It has to be. It has to be park or recreation oriented.
Okay, that but that's
or what? Or what was the last one?
Oriented.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It has to be geared towards some type of park and recreation.
So we could go back to our list that we made earlier, a few months back, and say, take the water fountains off there and maybe have the parks do it?
Yeah. I mean,
seeing as they're only like $2,000 a piece.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would compile a wish list as big as you would like, and we can go go from there and see what's possible, see what's not possible.
Can we put that as a discussion item?
Can we add that as a discussion item for our next meeting?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
But I would ask everyone to think about it until we meet again and...
And I really appreciate you coming back with these figures.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
It really helps us.
And can we get a copy of that? Yeah, can we get a copy of that?
Yeah, because it really helps to know what we have to work with and where it goes and that sort of thing. Because we were kind of flying by them before.
So I'll make sure that each one of you get a copy of this. If there's any additional questions, you all have my email. Feel free to reach out anytime with any other questions. And like I said, I encourage you to work on the wish list.
Yeah.
We'll try to see what can be done and what can't be done. Just ask that you keep in mind that some of this surplus supports the part-time rec staff, and the levels of staffing vary, so.
Right. But there are a few things I know, like when we did our wish list for overall budget, that maybe we could move over or something, especially some of the smaller stuff or something. Just
well, then we could track it and follow up, follow through with it as opposed to just throwing it out there.
It just has to fit within the park and recreation.
Right.
Yeah, which we had numerous things on there.
Yeah, we had, for the parks, we did have numerous things.
So did Amelia talk to you about the fence out here on this park? I called her out here on the kids' playground.
No.
Because somebody from Parks and Rec approached me and they said they wanted me to bring it up in this. So I talked to her, and it's in the works. I believe it's in the works, but I just want to make a statement or whatever. But I guess they can't release the final over here, even though it's done, because they're waiting on one of the shades.
Oh, yeah. And it's back ordered.
So they can't release it to the county, because they still have that part, so they have it fenced off, but the kids just go over and under and around the fence.
I think Ruth said the fence maybe came down.
Did they pull it down? Okay, they said they were talking about it, but I hadn't checked. I hadn't played on it in a while, so.
Doesn't stop in your mind. Would you look?
We can open the window.
Yeah.
Just would you look?
So I don't even know what they're complaining about.
I'm pretty sure that Ruth told me something, because she said if the temporary person that was in charge had been in charge all along, it would have been done quicker.
It's down.
Yeah, Ruth. I thought Ruth told me that it came down this week.
My voice is hurt.
All you had to do was speak.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, that's nice.
Good. Yeah, they weren't. She wasn't sure because she's like, she thought they had it in, but if they didn't, they couldn't. It wasn't even anybody's fault. It was just the county couldn't release it. The contractor, you know, it's liability, all usual red tape. Anyway, perfect.
Super.
So Amelia's super busy, so if any time she's unable to help you or get an answer, or feel free to call me as well, and I'll try to help as well.
Okay,
super.
Very good.
Will's on the ball with everything. He helped me with a project 2 weeks ago, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You came through, so.
Yeah. Well, you came through on our figures. We're real happy about that.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. Any other comments?
Last time I asked about the flood study and the traffic study for the Terrible Herbs. Were you able to check up on those and see what their plans are?
They just gave me some nice comments and kept me out. No, honestly, I wasn't, and I will try to follow up.
Okay, and then also on the solar plant and on the developer on McKnight and Henry.
So as soon as they, you will be notified about it. They are going to do a neighborhood meeting here in this area. So as soon as something comes up with that,
those were my three questions.
And nothing on the solar plant?
I heard they tabled it.
Yeah, I heard it was tabled.
Okay.
Okay, so, I'm done.
So our next meeting is tentatively scheduled for March 29th. Unless something comes up. And if there's no more comments, this meeting is adjourned.
Sweet. That was easy.
No, because the elections and they
so did you want to have my phone number for your personal?